Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Seven people dead after a shooting at a Virginia Walmart. Sorry to tell you, but traffic is going to be awful today. And a documentary in the works featuring Rihanna. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Why Kanye was showing Adidas staff members naked pictures of Kim. And why Adidas has frozen Ye's bank accounts.
Leroy has your sports.
It is all about high school football today. And I got something for you where you and the family can sit down and watch it on Friday night.
But first, seven people have died after a shooting at a Virginia Walmart last night. The shooter is included as one of the people who died. No details on the identities of the victims or the suspect, and the investigation is ongoing. Well, it is no secret that holiday traffic is the worst, and sorry to tell you, but both AAA and MassDOT say that the absolute worst time to hit the roads is today.
Traffic, goddamn,
great,
dancing Christ!
Traffic will be at its peak today, and to help with the congestion, MassDOT will extend the HOV lane hours between Boston and Quincy today from 1 to 7, and the Sumner Tunnel will remain open during the weekend.
People get all riled up, stuck in traffic, going somewhere where a lot of times they don't really want to go, so they're in a bad mood, going somewhere where they know they're going to be in a bad mood. And they're going to have to stay there in a bad mood. Holiday season, baby. Welcome.
And Rihanna will be the subject of a new documentary. It'll focus on her preparations as she prepares for her Super Bowl performance. Cameras will follow her around throughout rehearsals and meetings leading up to the big night. No word on when it will be out, but it will be on Apple TV Plus. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, before I get to more Kanye drama, there's more backlash toward the fashion house Balenciaga. Now, they have faced criticism in the past for cultural appropriation, among other things, for selling what many people were calling racist sweatpants that sagged and had built-in boxer shorts. Well, now Balenciaga's under fire after they used young children in their latest campaign wearing bondage gear with, quote, sexualized teddy bears. And after getting slammed on social media, Balenciaga released a statement saying they apologize. Their plush bears should not have been featured with children. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form, and we stand for children's safety and well-being. And they, yes, have since removed the campaign from its platform.
See, all the Balenciaga, that doesn't come up in my algorithm because I don't shop Balenciaga. So all of their whatever nonsense they get into, I never see
it. It is nonsense.
Yeah. So it's, maybe
remember they're also the fashion house that had the potato chip purse for thousands of dollars. It's like they I swear they do stuff just to get people to talk about them, and it's working. People are talking about them. So
well, let me Balenciaga clothes, Balenciaga stuff, Balenciaga shoes and trash bags. Oh, I'm just saying that into my
trash
phone.
Bags.
See if it'll come up when I go on Facebook.
And a damaging report from Rolling Stone was published last night describing Kanye's role at Adidas and the mistreatment of the employees there. And there's a lot of stuff to break down here. So Rolling Stone published what's described as an open letter issued on Tuesday by former high-ranking Yeezy staff members to the executive board members and CEO of Adidas. Excuse me. The letter is called The Truth About Yeezy, a call to action for Adidas leadership. Now, employees are demanding that Adidas address the toxic and chaotic environment that Kanye created, as well as a, quote, very sick pattern of predacious behavior toward women who worked under him. Some of the more damaging details, Kanye would frequently discuss porn and play explicit videos during staff meetings. Also would display intimate photos of his ex-wife Kim in job interviews and played his own sex tapes for Yeezy team
members. Imagine a job interview with a person showing you a naked picture of their ex. Terrible. Like, what are you supposed to say?
He also would explode at women in particular, saying offensive things, including calling one employee a fat slut. This is probably the more eye-opening detail that I've read in this letter. One employee said that Kanye had expressed to colleagues his desire to make a sneaker into which he could, let's just say, finish his sexual encounters in.
A skeet sneak.
Yes. Yeah. He called it not a sex toy sneaker, but something that you were so into you'd want to have an intimate relationship in it.
I mean, there's probably dudes out there who'd be like, man, if I could have sex with that sneaker. Like DJ Khaled, that weirdo.
Yeah. So, meanwhile, what the people that that wrote this letter are wanting is an apology from Adidas executives. Like, you know, how did you allow this treatment of Kanye to go on for so long? Is pretty much what this letter is. And meanwhile, Kanye says that Adidas has frozen 4 of his bank accounts.
I went from being a multi-billionaire to not being able to use my Apple Pay because somehow Adidas was able to legally go in and freeze my money. And when I see this, I think, well, if this could happen to me, this could happen to other Americans.
Oh, you should run on that platform.
God.
He says this is the reason why he's running for president, by the way, in 2024, adding that no one should ever have their assets frozen over expressing an opinion, saying that billion-dollar deals are being canceled over tweets.
Yes.
So he's not happy about
it. The average American, that's what you care about. Right. Your billion-dollar deals being canceled because they're vote for me, Kanye, 2024.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, first and foremost, shout-out to all the high school football teams who have games coming up. That's
go
right.
Go Maynard!
Some games went down yesterday at Fenway Park. Latin Academy beat O'Brien 32-6.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. Malden over Medford, 34-15. Can't wait for the rest of the games to go down too. Upset at the World Cup. Argentina lost to Saudi Arabia 2-1.
What?
And superstar Cristiano.
Saudi Arabia beat Argentina? This guy. I had them winning the whole thing. Forget it now.
Superstar Cristiano.
There goes my bracket.
Cristiano
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Has agreed to a mutual termination of his contract with Manchester United after he dumped on the team's manager. Ooh. Just talked bad about him in an interview with Piers Morgan. And this is something you can do on Friday night if you got nothing else to do.
Go NFL's, to the seaport.
No.
And look in windows of fancy stores.
No, I got things to do, so I'm not going to be able to watch this Friday night. But NFL Films dropped a trailer for Julian Edelman's A Football Life documentary. It looks really, really good.
Okay.
It will premiere Friday night at 9 on the NFL Network.
He actually has a lot of people don't know his story. His story is pretty freaking amazing. First of all, not a big dude whatsoever, but when he first got to the NFL, he was a quarterback in college. A quarterback.
Yeah. And it wasn't a big D1 school either.
No. And they turned him into a pretty damn amazing slot receiver. One of the best of all time.
Yep.
Most catches in the playoffs, if I'm not
sorry, it
mistaken.
Is D1. Kent. I knew he went to Kent State, but for some reason, I didn't think
there,
it was like...
There's some D1 schools that are D1 schools, but you don't ever go like...
Check.
You don't ever say, and the FCS Bowl with Kent State.
Right. Triple header today at Fenway for high school football. You got St. Mary's versus Austin Prep. That's supposed to start at 1:30. Then you got Watertown and Belmont. They're scheduled to kick off at 4 p.m. I actually went to Belmont, so that's why it's I might have to go to that. Bridgewater versus Brockton at 6:30. And again, good luck to all the high school football teams playing throughout Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Bruins, Panthers tonight at 7. Celtics, Mavs at 7:30. And really quick, 3 NFL Thanksgiving Day games, including Pats and Vikings. Romero, you said Vikings 38-10.
Yep.
Pebbles, you said Pats 27-21. Melissa, you got the Vikings 21-10. You going to lock it in? Lock it in, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Well, we all know and love the social media star Tariq, a.k.a. the Corn Kid.
Yes! Yes!
He's so cute.
It has the juice.
Well, he has teamed up with Green Giant to promote his favorite vegetable and to give back as well. So part of the promotion included a trip for him to go to City Harvest in New York. It's New York City's largest food rescue organization. And Tariq and Green Giant donated 90,000 cans of vegetables, including 50,000 cans of corn. And to round out their partnership, Tariq will be a special guest on the Green Giant Harvest in the Valley float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I'll say it again. Wait till this kid gets older. First time he gets laid, he's going to replace corn with cooch. It's cooch!
Okay.
Leave this child alone.
Seriously.
It's got the juice.
It's cooch!
I can tell you all.
That's a good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa, and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.